I just make sex noises.
Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is James LeRoy.
And this is Waylon. That was the oddest. Welcome to Foul Monkeys.
Hey, you know what? Whatever. Today is Wednesday, January 16th, and you are listening to episode 464. Tonight, we actually have a special guest with us in the house.
We do.
Special.
It
so special.
Is my lesbian, the lesbian,
dun,
the
dun.
Diva Cup aficionado.
Aficionada.
Anada.
Anada.
The nurse.
The nurse.
Lori.
The lesbian, the nurse.
The lesbian nurse, Lori.
The worm growing cup wearing.
Yeah, lesbian. I don't think we've ever talked about your worms.
I grow worms. I feed my worms food scraps. Not meat, obviously, and they, well, maybe not obviously to some people, and they poo, and the poo makes better dirt, and then I grow better stuff to eat that I feed to my worms.
You are the modern
circle.
You are the modern city granola lesbian.
I am not as granola as some.
True, but if the Indigo Girls were electric, they would be you.
If I were allowed to be a little bit more off the grid, I would probably be one of the most granola women you know.
I know. You would almost be, without being Wiccan, one of those strange old women that's using, like, no, I use mugwort.
I'm getting there.
Put this on your toe. It will make your penis grow. And Jesus. You'll rhyme just like that.
Just like that.
With everything.
Although, like, the day I tell anybody this will make your penis grow, like, the day I get divorced.
I love it.
Well, it depends if they're sticking it in you or not.
This is true. This is true. I still think my wife would not approve.
Well, true, but I don't think she approves of a lot of things, but it doesn't quite mean that we don't do them
me.
Or we don't do them together.
Salud, motherfucker.
As you can hear, there's something missing from this show, and I'm sure it will be wonderful.
It is a big gaping hole.
Like, and that would be Ricky.
Hashtag so sad.
There's a big ginger hole in the room.
Yeah, this was supposed to be our live recording night, and Ricky had work plans and could not attend, so we decided to record with a special guest, which is why Lori is here. But unfortunately, we only have the live recording program
and whatnot
on Ricky's computer.
Yep.
Or we'd be doing this live.
Oh,
actually, with
a
live studio audience, like,
I get it.
You could, you know, listen and be in a chat room, and
that would be
interact.
Frightening. We can try that next time.
Yeah.
Third Wednesday of every month.
Done.
It's awesome.
You're need another mic.
We have a fourth mic.
Sold.
Bam, motherfucker.
So, what's going on, Brad?
Well, I don't know. Do you want to talk about some questions for Lori first or talk about our happenings?
Let's talk about your happenings first.
So you can get in that. So you can kind of get in the flow.
So I can get in the flow. I'm really enjoying the green ears and the orange ears, by the way. Like, I'm in love.
Thanks.
She's totally talking about our headphones, by the way.
Thanks to fab.com.
Fab.com.
They don't promote us. So
they should
right.
be our sponsor because I buy enough from them. Granted, I did just get two $5 coupons.
Woohoo.
But, work sucks. I'm going to shoot myself in the head.
Don't shoot yourself in the head.
I try to remind myself that I work from home in a city where it is expensive to commute.
Right.
But the novelty of that
is wearing
off. Wear thin. It's almost at that point where it's like, Brad, can you get more student loans? Because I kind of just want to work at Starbucks.
Oh, no.
You don't want to work at Starbucks.
I know.
You are such a managing guru, though, that, like, really...
Yeah, it sucks.
But really, we can get you into so many different organizations if that's what you need to get out. Because shooting yourself in the head is messy.
It is messy.
And I don't think I would like that.
Yeah.
No. But
it would definitely be frowned upon in the community.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm just, I'm at that point, you know, of what are the other opportunities within my company for Moi? Because my boss's last day was Friday.
And
you can tell there's a bigger gaping hole than Ricky's ass.
Oh, Jesus.
And
that's big.
It is big. And it's just one of those things that it's not really good. The director's kind of, People are asking me if I should, you know, kind of wanted me to apply for my manager's job. However, it would not be managing my team, which is what I would be good at.
Right.
It would be managing something else. However, I'm just not a big fan. I'm a little worried about the new person. She's not so new since July, but I'm not really sure that she'd be the best choice as my first, like, big gig, you know, where I'd be over 200 plus people instead of being over 20.
Right.
And actually making decisions.
Right.
However, if I just had the power to make decisions,
you'd be down.
Then I'd be down. So I don't know what the hell's going on.
So this woman is just not your working magic mojo kind of woman. She's a stick in the mud?
Yeah, a little bit all above. It's just, it's hard to explain.
Fair enough.
She's just kind of...
hands off.
She's kind of hands off in that bad way. She does not provide direction.
She's aloof but critical?
Yes, but also doesn't know what she's doing.
Awesome combination right there. Yeah, right, that would definitely be a board to the forehead
kind
of day.
I'm technically only a supervisor, but I work at the capacity of
a manager.
And they expect us that. And, you know, I don't got time in the day. I got staff. I got staff to worry about. I can't develop them. I get paid to develop them, and I can't do that.
Right.
So that's my life. It sucks.
I'm very, very sorry that part of your life sucks.
Yeah, but that's why God made wine and boyfriends.
Fiancés. Thank you.
Well, when you're having a bad day, it's just a boyfriend.
Oh, shit. I'm going to throw something at your head for that comment,
it's
sir.
It's been like that for the last week.
That's like past vibrator happy. Like, you can't just throw a vibrator at that.
You know, you totally remind me of something that I just found on fab.com today. And I sent it to Waylon.
Oh, yes.
These things are kind of interesting. They basically...
What are they
it's
called,
this
though?
Thing, I forget what it's called. Look it up.
I liked the name.
Oh, is it the thing that you put on your hand and it vibrates your hand while you're
finger
touching people?
Tips.
It's basically you have like this... new bracelet of sorts. It's a wristband. Mm-hmm. And the wristband has two cords that go to your index finger and your middle finger.
Mm-hmm.
And on the front
where your finger in your middle finger, some of us are a little more dexterous.
The two, I guess.
Whoa.
Well, my two longest fingers are
we don't always want length.
There's no puppet shows.
And fattest fingers.
Thank you.
Yes, and then it vibrates your fingertips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It covers your... it's not covering your whole finger. It just covers where your fingerprint is. So it's actually... It's kind of interesting. But it was... The picture and the description and everything else was... It was just funny. It was nice. It was only $65.
So who wants that for Christmas?
I don't know. Let's see. What else happened? We did our secret share last night.
Yes. Secret share is secret Santa with your friends, but after Christmas, including a Jew. Because Santa
including
should
including a Jew. Is it share like white? Like,
oh.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. I wasn't sure if it was like whatever.
Not S-H-A-R-E.
Thank you.
C-H-E-R.
I was trying to think for like some kitschy, campy, 80s thing about sharing.
I don't have it, by the way.
Oh, damn.
Unfortunately, normally the
Siri go away.
I know, right? Nookies will play share for us.
Yeah.
But they played really loud elevator music this time.
It was still fun.
It was still fun. We had a great time.
Did they play Kenny G?
I don't think there were any words.
Find me a Kenny G song.
Not that one. Where is that one?
I don't know. It's not funny when you have to look for it.
Damn it.
No, let's see. So Brad got his Secret Santa, who is a listener of the show.
Okay.
Drag starter kit.
No way. Oh my God, it's so funny.
He always jokes that he's going to do drag at his midlife crisis, but he says he's going to live to like 100 and something, so that doesn't happen until he's 50.
Which is only like 2 years away.
I love you, Jeffrey. Jeffrey said he's going to do drag? Oh,
at his birthday party, we decided... that his name was Ivana Scissors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's an odd name.
So, speaking of, Ivana Scissors actually has a question.
Oh.
For Lori.
Dun, 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 dun.
One of the questions from Ivana Scissors is, what's the best vaginal lubricant for someone without a vagina?
Wrap your head around that one.
What is the best? Okay. Is there a way to get clarification on this question?
No.
There's okay. No vagina. He wants vaginal lubricant.
I'm guessing for
is that clear?
Man poussoir.
Yeah, I was going to say, is it for the man poussoir or is it for like someone who has a man-made vagina? For example, someone who's trans.
I say give answers for both.
I say, okay. Your first question, of course, is whether or not there are any allergies, believe it or not, because some people are allergic to some things. But you basically go to the sex shop and you're looking for what your own texture, which you like. Some people like a little bit of stickiness to their lube. Some people like a little bit of silkiness to their lube. Some people don't want it to taste like anything. Some people want it flavored.
Some people like it looking like spunk.
That's nasty.
We have a fellow podcaster who is sponsored by a lubricant company. What is it called?
I don't know, but it's disgusting. It looks like...
It looks like jizz. It
looks like jizz.
Like completely out of the package. It has like in the name too, but when you open it...
Jizz out of the package.
It literally looks like someone just came all over you.
Oh, you touched my tra-la-la.
And I came in late.
So yeah, it's usually personal preference, but it also depends on what kind of toys you're using because jellies can, like some jellies can break down with certain lubes, silicones.
But what's your favorite?
I love ID Glide.
Oh,
like just
that's
your
a good one.
Basic
water-based.
Water-based. Clean up. Works on the silicone, works on the jellies, works on the body, works on several parts of the body.
Don't really have to clean it up.
No, like you don't.
It's not, yeah, it's just not too laundry. Hard to, yeah.
No, because then, you know, it actually soaks in nicely.
Mm-hmm. And then, but we did pick up a couple at the pleasure chest. We picked up a couple like silkier ones, but
that's for shower time.
I don't, who effing cares? Like when you have the thought capacity to go, oh, let's grab that tiny little sample bottle out of the back of the fun drawer, then you remember. But just give me my ID. Just give me my nice water base. Right.
So now if you had a fake poussoir, or excuse me, not a fake one, but a man-made inside-out penis.
If you had a transition.
Yes.
Your outie became an innie.
What would you suggest to someone?
I honestly have to admit that I don't know enough about, my vagina cleans itself. Like it just secretes stuff like every other organ in your body and works its way out, right? That's why they talk about panty waste, right? Because your body just cleans itself. I don't know enough about
so
man-made.
Nasty. Yeah.
It's just true. I don't know enough about man-made vaginas to know about their secretory processes. I just don't.
About their moist secretive pockets.
Right. Like, so I personally do not know enough to say for sure what would be the best lubricant for a man-made vagina.
I feel like if you have a man-made one or a doctor-made one, I feel like you'd have to like douche and like
Google that shit right now.
Wipe it out.
No, Google it.
It's you should.
A little difficult for him since he's recording, but
yeah. I'm sorry. Google
no
it
worries.
Because but, well, and this is something
literally
really interesting.
And figuratively.
And it does. It really doesn't surprise me. But folks who get transitional surgeries below the belt, they say that the surgeries for turning a penis into a penis and scrotum into a vagina is so well developed that you, like, some of these pussies are so well built that you have to get a speculum to know that it's man-made. I'm like, motherfucker. But you try and give a woman a penis, like, you try to go from an innie to an outie. Now, I've seen all sorts of penises at the hospital. You know what I mean? Like, I've seen me some schlong. They come in all shapes and sizes.
So if you Google best...
But I hear that it's not as successful.
So if you Google best lubricant for FTM... FTM, I guess, in lubricant talk, means federal test methods.
No, you went M to F. You went male to female.
Oh, that's right.
Oh.
Wrong direction.
It's femoral test methods?
Federal.
Federal?
Manual transition fluid. No. Actually, kind of.
Wrong. Wrong one.
For... man-made
vagina.
So weird.
Did you know,
medically
Brad,
gifted vaginas?
Speaking of trans. Did you know that Lori used to strap herself down and kind of hung out in this whole drag king circle?
I actually never strapped down.
You told me that you were you strap your boobies down.
I mean, I wore a couple of tight sports bras, but the only reason why I say, you know, with no apologies, that I never strapped down was because there I know plenty of women and men who have worked long and hard at that art.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I was very boyish and very androgynous for a while in my life, and I really didn't care if somebody mistook me as a man on the street. But I don't want anybody to, I don't want anybody who's actually put a lot of time and effort into
right
passing or dragging to think that I would make light of that effort. But yes, I used to hang out with some people who did it.
Yeah, because I remember you were thinking about being a drag king for a little bit.
I was contemplating it. Yeah, I had a name and everything.
What was your name?
Sean Aloysius.
I love that. That's all like.
Which is also the name of my first son.
Right, because it wasn't Aloysius supposed to be your name if you were a boy.
It was going
to
be like Sean, all your wishes, or something like that. Like I was going to make some, you know, big draggy play off of it. But
that's funny.
Some of my favorite names were Justin Cider. Loved that name.
That's a good one.
It's fucking hot, too. It's fucking hot.
The drag king at the call. His name is Juanum Wet.
Is he Latin?
Juan? No.
No.
She's not
a little,
at all.
A tiny little white girl that's actually in the Army Reserve.
Ooh, there's some fucking hot Latin kings, man. Ooh.
Yeah.
Yummy.
Did you find anything?
It's very difficult. Mm. However, I did find a PDF for the back pocket guide for trans men and men who dig them.
Oh, nice.
But wouldn't that wouldn't that be female to male?
It would be.
Yeah. Okay, so that's homework. Next time you have me on the show. Bam. I guess I'll be doing more gender research. I'll call my doctor friend.
Doctor.
Give me the news. I've got a bad case
of transy lube. Transy lube. So I think this is a good time to say go subscribe to our podcast because it's awesome. And I will point out Michael Beaver on Facebook actually has his mind blown because he found out he can subscribe via Apple TV.
Our heater is really making a lot of noise.
Is that what that whirring sound is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just thought it was, I don't know.
Well, if you hear a heater, it's because it's fucking cold outside. And let me tell you, it is freezing. I cannot believe, Lori, that you biked over here.
Oh, fuck yeah.
You covered up, but at the same time, it's like 12 degrees right now, and the wind chill
makes it. It's like
10 degrees
warmer than it was yesterday.
Right, but the wind chill makes it feel like it's below zero right now. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
It's pretty cold. And I've taken the bus to school and everything lately, but
no,
it's
fucking cold, but I live in the city.
It's a half a block walk to the bus stop, take the bus down, and then I take 3 blocks to the school, and I'm like, I'm only out there for no more than 10, 15 minutes, and I'm like freezing my ass off.
No, it is, but I now have a whole new commitment to the city, so I'm going to fall in love with cold weather, and I love it.
Yeah.
I learned that there's several different ways to make the vagina.
Yes.
But if it is done
by inverting the penile shaft?
Using if the cavity is made from part of the bowel, which some of it is, it is self-lubricating.
There you go, because the bowel secretes mucus.
Yes, it's not as much as the vagina.
Right.
It's interesting.
But it is self-lubricating, and it did say that when it's in there and on the hormones, it actually somehow like learns its function.
It accommodates, yeah.
And it
because
accommodates,
it's attached to the nerve endings that are
right
attached to sex drive. That's phenomenal. So I'm wondering if that's like the top third, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Because you'd want all the secretions to go down because you need to clean that shit.
And I'd assume it'd have to be the top third then.
Because people were born with vaginas, if they typically, what most doctors would be like, women, yeah, what's that? Anyway, if you're born with a vagina, these young women will go on these huge sex rampages and then they won't pee afterwards, or they won't like go take a warm wet washcloth to their nanny hoo-ha, and then they get UTIs, and everybody's like, I don't understand. And it's like, well, dude, If you bone, Jesus. If you bone, whether or not you bone your boyfriend, your girlfriend, or a sex toy,
mm-hmm.
and you don't urinate, the urinate is acidic and it kind of flushes out the whole area, which keeps yeah. you from getting an infection.
Oh, yeah. Every time that I come, I always pee afterwards. For Thanks. Reals.
So, but to answer
one, because I have to, but two, it's also helping to clean out.
Yeah,
everything.
It does. It helps clean your shit.
So I still have research to do, finding lots of interesting websites. But the responses are pretty much like what you said for a woman. It kind of depends on your use and what you like.
What you're allergic yeah. to, what you can handle. You know, like people who don't like to be penetrated, they're going to want a completely different lube experience than people who like to be filled out
mm-hmm.
like an application.
By the way, careful with the
yeah, I noticed.
Strong hand gestures.
don't pound on the table, Lori.
So Ivana Scissors, thank you for asking that question. That was a very good question. Speaking of vaginas, we do have another question from Steve DeBear. We are looking through Facebook from this question. He says, how are babies made? He has two, but can't recall how it happened.
Well, at my house.
You're trying hard, I'm sure.
At my house, you hope and pray really, really, really hard that your best friend wants to come in a cup so that you can insert it into your vagina and get pregnant. That's how it's going to happen at my house. Bam. If I'm lucky.
Speaking of.
Are you breaking our table?
With a turkey baster.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening with this table, but a piece of wood just fell off.
That's sad. I think you
That's
kicked it.
That's what she said.
Ugh, it's all this vagina talk. Speaking of, has our friend and his funness in a Elmo cup, has anything happened with that?
What?
Funness in a what?
He puts his funness into an Elmo cup and gives it to a couple.
Elmo cup?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
He has these little Sesame Street like
sippy
food
cups,
cup things.
And that's what he drops his goods off in?
Because he thought it was funny and they're, you know, they're not gigantic Tupperware because right. I don't care who you are, you're not filling up Gladware.
You cannot fucking
no.
cut that much.
No, but come on. Like, I have access to sterile syringes and specimen cups. Isn't that sexy? Yeah. So, you know, I'll just paint big fat red lips around it.
Right. No. It'll not happen.
Oh,
okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
Every time it sticks, she miscarries before it really gets going. Or it
How
sticks
long?
A little while. Not like crazy, like to the normal. I guess there's no normal miscarriage, but.
No, there's a rate, like you kind of before the first trimester is over.
Way before.
So has she gone to see someone to find out why she's miscarrying?
Oh, yes.
Has she had her thyroid checked?
I don't know. They've gone to doctors because the first they were just doing it on their own.
Mm-hmm.
Then they knew there was obviously issues because mm-hmm. she'd get pregnant per pee test. You could feel it. Things change. And then all of a sudden,
no more.
She'd be bleeding.
So then they went to the doctor. And so then he had to pay all this ass ton money.
To get his boys checked.
To get everything rechecked because her insurance wouldn't cover certain things if he didn't go through. And it
right.
cost him like $500. But no, yeah. they have not
conceived. They have not successfully conceived. Well, they've conceived but can't carry. A lesbian couple friend of ours is expecting. And that's right. That's good sound.
Damn. I thought Ricky was gone.
Boo.
Turns out it's Waylon.
But they went to
turned it on instead of off.
They went to a clinic and she was inseminated by an anonymous donor. And they thank you for that. But they found out she was having trouble conceiving because she had a thyroid issue.
Mm.
So now I started getting my thyroid checked at my checkups. So that
I'm sure there's something that they know is wrong. But what yeah. I think is very interesting, because at first I was very skeptical, that the turkey baster method works more often than people think and is used.
Fuck yes, it does.
And is actually used more often than people think.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
that's literally what they're doing. And she has gotten pregnant at least 3 or 4 times.
Well, you know, and people at the hospital, they have no problems being like, you gonna have a baby? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, has you gonna get pregnant? And I'm like, fucking come in a cup and then use this syringe. And I pick up like a 60cc syringe and drink it, right? And they're like, what? And I was like what?
You're like, what? Is this a nurse talking to you?
Yeah.
And you
want
to be
no,
like,
it could be a nurse. It could be an aide. It could be a secretary.
You
want to
be like, you're a nurse.
It doesn't matter. Like, people are just ignorant and they're rude.
That's funny. So
and
then,
I want to be like, you know what? I'm going to go find some stranger. I'm just going to climb up on his pole and ride it till I get pregnant. Like, It's none of your fucking business.
No. Maybe you should ask that one gay podiatrist with the gigantic balls that you had to wash.
God.
Maybe you should find him.
Yeah. I got to wash the most glorious set of balls yesterday.
Yesterday?
Yeah, I haven't washed cock in a long time because as a nurse, I don't have time to bathe people because I'm checking their drugs, talking to their doctor, scheduling their shit. You know, like I'm doing all this administrative, legal, blah, 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 blah. And I don't have time to just sit with people and bathe them. And
holesies, havesies, or nunsies?
What do you mean?
Foreskin.
Full.
He's a holesies.
Oh, Jesus. He's Greek.
Is he a snuffleupagus?
Another Greek. Oh, he was just...
Was he a snuffleupagus where he has a lot dangling down?
He was laying down. He was definitely having a whole nother... He was having an abdominal surgery, but he wasn't standing up. And I was just like, it's been a long fucking time.
Does he have a lot of foreskin
up.
Hanging from the head?
He was...
Like as a snuffleupagus nose.
Yeah, it was pretty big. Yeah. Like he's like gotta be
like on it.
Like when he
disgusting
on the foreskin.
Yes.
It was evident that this man, though impressive while flaccid, is a grower. Like a mother of God, my jaw hurts just thinking about a grower.
Wow.
So speaking of that kind of thing, one of our listeners, Ed Chan,
yeah,
asked, what was the craziest kink-related medical issue Nurse Lori attended to?
Three times in my early medical career, before I was a registered nurse, I encountered or came across the paths of men who had lost control of dildos while playing, ironically, all three of them with their wife and or female partner. And the dildos got sucked up into their colon and had to be surgically removed.
That's hot.
Can you?
That was not on purpose.
Can you imagine what that looks like on your insurance policy? Dildoectomy.
Yeah.
No, but what I also think is interesting, if they were the vibrating type where you can't turn off.
One, I
like,
think was.
You know, just like sitting there and you're like, in the waiting room. And you're like, oh my God.
Right?
Please, it's like, stop the world.
People next to you, is that your phone going off? You should answer your phone. It's fine. Leave it.
It's fine. It's fine.
Just fine.
And like the one I met post surgery and two I met in the emergency room that I, you know, came across in some fashion and thus became the, if it does not have a bottom, it does not belong in your bottom. Like there's a reason, a very excellent clinical reason
on why
butt plugs have a stopper.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
If that ever were to happen, you better believe I'd be like, get the tongs from the kitchen. You're going in. Like you are going to try. You're going to try to get this out before I go to the doctor.
I would be trying to take a big old dump.
You know, with like length, because what happens is your rectum, like your butthole, is shaped very much like if you go look at any toilet and it has that S-shaped thing. Okay, the S-shaped thing is what it's called your sigmoid colon. Your colon gets attached on the lower right quadrant of your body to your small intestine, that's where your appendix is, and then it goes up to the bottom of your rib cage and it drapes across your abdomen and then it comes down on the left side and then it does that little S shape. And just like that little S shape on your toilet, it's done so that poo only goes down. I did the thing where it right into the microphone. Poo does only goes down. It's to keep things from regurging or going up, helps traffic flow. Well, what happens is the dildo...
By the power of grace!
Again,
sorry.
Accidental, but
my brother-in-law totally appreciates that one. The dildo gets up around that S-curve, and it gets stuck. And because of the length of it, it can't be, like, pooped or manipulated around that S-curve.
Just like we were talking about with the squatty potty, the reason why you have to... I know, I showed Lori this the other day.
It was awesome. I love it.
And
I want one.
It's kind of funny. Of course sometimes, you do. Sometimes when I am having a little trouble, I actually will...
What?
I will, on my tiptoes, I'll put my legs up on my tiptoes, and it usually helps.
You know what? I'm going to get you a couple of yoga blocks, and you could just put yoga blocks under your feet.
I'd love, so you're getting basically in fetal position to poop when you're having a constipated day.
No, he's, it's not necessarily.
Knees.
Yeah.
He's just lifting my knees.
You're cannonballing it.
I'm getting ready to cannonball. But no, they're just, I mean, even when they were talking about with the diagram, I'm sure if you just literally Google squatty potty on YouTube,
I
or
wonder
whatever,
if like guys who got dildos stuck up their colons, I wonder if they squatted, if it would be easier to pass.
I would think.
I just wonder. Like, I'm not going to ask
so
the guy to let me get a dildo.
If any of you ever get a dildo stuck up your ass, please try squatting first. Kind of like you were taught if there was a tornado coming in a shelter.
Oh, I did not squat like that in a tornado. I was
bring
like
your knees up to you, your chest.
What are you talking about? You were supposed to like
lay down
lay
like
on
a turtle
your floor and lay like a turtle. Yeah. You don't like squat on
you
the
don't,
ground.
Like, squat vertically.
We did underneath our desk, and we had bomb shelter. Got old school middle school.
That's Indiana.
We had like
for
bomb
you. I was gonna say Indiana. Ass backwards.
Speaking of ass backwards, we have a phone call
from RC.
Oh,
we have a phone call.
Ringling a ding, we've got a phone call.
Phone call, or he doesn't know what the fuck's going on.
No, I don't. Who's RC?
Hey there, foul monkeys. This is RC calling from Wisconsin. I had a question for your diva cup wearing lesbian.
Yes.
I'm not really too familiar with the way things go in the lesbian community since I don't really have a whole lot of lesbian friends. I probably don't really have many at all. I'm wondering, you know, do lesbians ever like come across like really kinky shit like us gay men do, like, you know, people that want to like fist you or maybe not even fisting, like let's go in the really bad direction here, you know, like maybe like a girl who wants to like eat you out when you're menstruating or, you know, play sort of, I don't know, maybe they call it I don't know, like water sports, but I don't know, with blood.
There's totally a name for it. Yeah,
and all that stuff.
Oh, I just thought pussy made me want to vomit.
Yeah, so I'm just wondering if you ever come across freaks like that in the lesbian world. I mean, we all have our stories of gay men.
Moist pants.
We all have our what is gay men?
Stories.
Kind of inevitable. I mean, those guys are a minority. But, you know, we've all come across that person who wants to, like, rim us after they fuck the shit out of us, not caring what comes out. You know, of course, you know, there's Big Fatty, and he likes to.
Did you say leg hair?
Do puppet shows. And I've been a puppeteer once or twice. But, yeah, so if you could answer that question, that'd be really great, because I don't know any lesbians that I could ask without.
Someone explain to me what I was a puppeteer once means.
All right, well, thanks, guys. Can't wait for the show. Bye.
One, lesbians are real people, too. They're not a mystical beast. Like the Loch Ness Monster or Sasquatch.
It's true.
Puppet shows all has to do with fisting.
Well, I got that, but what does that mean? That like,
he was the top.
Like, he's the puppeteer.
He went elbow deep.
Elbow deep.
Yeah. Wow.
So I guess it makes sense that that would be the
top. Have you ever run into anybody who
Have I run
to
into
do
some dirty, kinky
yeah,
lesbians?
Like wanted
yeah.
to ride the Crimson Wave with
See,
their
there
tongue.
You go. Want to ride the Crimson Wave. Yeah, I mean, lesbians are just like every other human, and some humans are just kinky and nasty, and they want to do gross shit. Personally, I think my kinks were all just like S&M type of kink experiences. I don't think I've had any, like, I've heard about some of the gay male, like, he wanted me to feed him his own fecal matter, you know, because it was the grossest, dirtiest thing he could think of. Like, no, I can't say as I've come across that in my own personal experience. I'm kind of glad to say that.
Yeah, I would hope.
Right?
Yeah. I can't say that I have come across this either.
sad story.
Well, you know that I've come across one guy that actually wanted to be fisted, and I couldn't even get past my knuckles, and I'm like, I can't do this anymore.
First of all, I don't think that's different than trying to feed some. I want you to feed me your poop.
Oh yeah. No, I was
after
saying
us,
that's like
you
probably
stick your
the,
dick in it.
Yeah, that's probably the kinkiest I've ever gotten.
I've never
yeah.
been asked
or been involved.
Would
with.
You like
fisting
a fudgesicle?
Fisting is kinky.
Well, I mean,
of course. How is it not? How is it not?
Because it feels good.
Okay, first of all, fisting in your vagina
is a lot different
a
than,
lot
fisting,
different
in
than fisting in your asshole.
No, that's true. That's
trying
true.
To fist your belly button.
So have you had a dainty female fist up your asshole?
I've never. I personally have not been fisted up my anal cavity. No.
Okay, so how would you know it feels good? Because you've had a fist up inside
no,
your...
No, no, no.
Scraping around
I
the inside of the vaginal walls.
Didn't
Everything's
know.
Clean.
I didn't know that fisting was considered a dirty kink in the gay male community.
Well, I'm also not saying kink is dirty. I still think that it's definitely kink because it is a
It's probably
minority.
More BDSM. It's probably more BDSM because it's definitely...
It's done by a minority
stretching capacity. It's definitely stretching capacity.
I guess yeah. It also depends on what your definition of kink is.
Right.
I think kink would maybe be a sexual minority within, to be honest.
I would agree.
Because if, you know, beating up your partner was every day's sex, then that wouldn't be a kink anymore.
Beating up your partner, getting fisted. It depends on how big your partner's hand is.
So we have one last question.
Nice topic changer.
The last question comes from Twitter from @RealMattyMcBoy. He has kind of a serious question. What sort of nurse is she? ER, hospital, clinic, MP?
I am currently a med, surg, and tele nurse. I do almost all of my practice in hospitals, although I've helped out in some long-term care facilities. And I am working on getting into critical care because that's what I really want to do. I like fishing people out of the deep end.
Cool.
But you're an RN, right?
I'm an RN. I'm a registered nurse. And I'm going to go... I can't decide what I want to get my master's in, but that's kind of the thing is you go and you get your master's. Not just... And I don't want to do it just because it's a thing you're supposed to do. But I also like... I want to be a nurse practitioner so I can... Right for things like antibiotics and so that I can like sew shit up because that one it fascinates me and two it's useful useful to be able to sew people the fuck back up, you know what I mean, and it's useful to be able to look at somebody and be like you need zithromycin, like that's useful.
So we've learned today that if there's a zombie apocalypse, Lori must be in our camp.
Oh, yeah.
Because she'll be able to sew shit up.
I'll sew shit up.
She'll tell you what to use mugwort for. And
right.
You'll totally have two nurses in your camp.
True. Depends. The zombie apocalypse happens tomorrow.
You're going to be a psych nurse.
No, I don't know if I'm going to do that. I deal with enough crazy people.
You can be an STD nurse.
Well, Lori, thanks for coming.
I'm glad I'm here.
Yes. I think we're going to stick around. Have you stick around for the second show?
I'm totally going to do it because I need to have another whiskey... Whatever this
I know.
Was.
The Jack, the Honey Jack is out.
Today's episode was brought to you by Jack Daniels, Tennessee Honey Whiskey. Drink it, bitch.
Anyway.
Thank you for all of the fun questions. I hope there's more.
Well,
I don't think
really.
There's more.
Oh, well, then I've got some fun shit to share in the next show.
Good. So, thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. Yes. This is Waylon.
This is James LeRoy.
And this is the Lady of the Labia.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Ciao.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Waylon Willie, James LeRoy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.